Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 27, The Love of a Long Walk and Liking Healthy Foods is a Choice by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome if you're a first-time listener. This is the podcast where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Today, I'm going to read two short posts from Leo Babauta of Zen Habits. His blog is massive, with over 2 million regular readers, and is a great story of turning his life around. You can check that out at zenhabits.net. And in fact, that hits me personally, because I was one of those who was not following a very healthy lifestyle and changed my life around. So I love hearing stories like that. So for now, let's get to these posts and start optimizing your life. The Love of a Long Walk by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Yesterday afternoon, I set off on a long walk. I'd been having an off day, tired from lots of activities and unmotivated, and my mind fixated on one thing, so I decided to walk. I put some snacks, a book, and some water in a backpack, put on some running shorts, a long-sleeve running shirt, some good shoes, and a hat. The weather was hot, but not at peak intensity at 5 p.m. The start was really nice. It felt so good to be moving, to be outdoors, that I couldn't help but feel liberated from the funk I'd been in. I passed other walkers, cyclists, kids playing in playgrounds, and loved seeing fellow human beings enjoying being outside. I walked for about an hour before taking a snack and water break and reading my book. But then, my left foot had developed a hot spot in the forefoot, but I ignored it, probably foolishly. The sun was going down a bit and the shadows were lengthening, but it was still warm. After a break, I headed out again. My mind was calm from all the walking, and my legs were getting a little tired, but not too bad. After a couple hours, I started to feel some discomfort. I hadn't walked like this in a while, and my mind started to push back against my body's discomfort. It was good for me to feel uncomfortable, though, so I just kept walking. Let my mind complain. It can handle it. The sun became a bright pink, a dazzling neon red that reminded me of the 80s for some reason. It was breathtaking, and I stopped for a photo, though my phone's camera couldn't capture the beauty. Oh well, I just have to enjoy it without documentary evidence or the ability to share it with others. I stopped for another break in a small batch of redwoods, and read. I had a few cookies, well earned. I kept walking, marveling at the purple and orange sky and the ridiculously pink sun. No one else around seemed wowed by this sun, but I felt awe and joy. My legs were tired now, but I was still about 4 miles from home, so I kept walking. The light faded to twilight, then night, and I was walking in the dark. It was quiet, and I was alone, and I wanted company, but couldn't have any. I finished the walk, 12 miles and about 4 hours later, including reading and snack breaks, and had a well-deserved beer, and slept as well as I've slept in a month. A good walk can clear your head, push you into discomfort, and help you appreciate the majesty of life in a way that you rarely do while at home. I can't wait to go on another one today. Liking Healthy Foods is a Choice by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. I have a theory that I've been testing. Whether you have a taste for a particular food is a choice. I'm sure there are things you turn your nose up at. Vegetables, that includes lots of people, or kale, like my kids, eggplant, Eva, tofu, many non-vegetarians, quinoa, crazy people, or something. But what I've learned is that tastes can change. In fact, we can change them on purpose. For example, I used to hate vegetables, now I love them. I used to hate soy milk when I first tried it, now I drink it daily. I didn't like brown rice about 10 years ago, now I much prefer it to white rice, which has no substance. I used to love sweets, but I've given them up in the last few months, and now I still would eat them, but they wouldn't give me as much pleasure. And on, dozens of times, I've changed my tastes. So if taste in a food can be changed, why do people dislike the taste of certain foods? Because they're not used to them. Once you're used to a food, it can taste great, but when you're not used to a food, it's not so good. Why do we dislike tastes that we're not used to? Because we expect good food to be within a certain range of what we already like, within our comfort zone. This is our expectation, and when food doesn't meet this expectation, we dislike it. It's not that food is inherently bad tasting. For example, many people dislike bitter foods, but I love them. Umeboshi plums, bitter beer, dandelion greens, love them. Food tastes bad because we're not comfortable with them. They don't meet our expectations. But what if we got rid of our expectations? What if we said, food doesn't need to taste like anything, let's see what this tastes like. I heard of a wine expert who wanted to develop his palate, and so he would taste all kinds of things, even dirt. Put dirt in his mouth and see what it tastes like. Now most people would be grossed out about it, but what if you just wanted to find out? Be curious, explore the taste of foods, let go of expectations and prejudgments. You might find out some interesting things. Oh, and by the way, this works with everything in life, not just food. You just listened to the posts titled, The Love of a Long Walk and Liking Healthy Foods is a Choice by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
So there you have it. You got two posts for the price of one today from Zen Habits. So here's my quick commentary on these posts. Leo was right with regards to taste. We are inherently born with an aversion to bitter and we love sweet tasting foods. But as he stated so eloquently, we can change our preferences. As we get older, our taste buds change and we begin to like certain foods. Many of us never really get over that sweet tooth, but for the rest of us, we can develop our palates. And so I love that he said, just try something new. Try something different. You might actually like it. Try a new cooking technique, a new preparation method for it. I used to hate beets. Oh my goodness, to me they tasted like dirt. But once they were cooked and then served with some balsamic vinaigrette dressing, I was hooked. That was it. I love them now. So I loved that post on changing your taste preferences because it can happen. And truly, quote-unquote healthy or nutritious foods don't have to taste badly. Small little changes to the recipe can go a long, long way. And so I like what he said. Just try it. You might actually like it. All right, before we end for the day, if we can get some more subscribers to the show, we'd be able to commit to many more episodes. So if you like what you're hearing and you'd like to help us out, a really simple and free thing you can do right now is show someone how to subscribe to the podcast. It would be a huge help, and it's so simple. You can direct them to our website, oldpodcast.com, or just show them how to subscribe on their phone. All right, that's it for my quick plug. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show where optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.